Last night I watched a movie called Doom Asylum. I think it's called Doom Asylum. Which kind of sounds like a Grant Morrison comic book or something like that. But I watched it last night on Arrow Streaming. It can be found in the slasher movie section. Now, for me, people, it's slasher movie season. It's summer, it's horror movie summer. I know it was Hot Girl Summer a couple of summers ago. Well, this summer for me is horror movie summer. I always get into horror movies during the summer. And I think I know why. But before I do that, I want to do something with the sound. So I'm going to pause this. So when I was 15, I watched a movie called Cabin Fever, and my life was changed. This was back in 2005, just before the summer of 2005. So that summer, I just got really into horror movies. I always liked dark material and stuff, but I just got really into just horror movies straight up. Like that movie just really did it for me. So I always associate horror movies or summer with horror movies and, also, because a lot of like slasher movies take place during the summer at summer camp, you know, leaping off of what Friday the 13th did. So I get into movies like Mother's Day and, like I said, slasher movies. I also want to explore some more giallos, even though those aren't always summer. Sometimes they are. So this movie, Doom Asylum, is kind of one of those movies where like a bunch of teens go out into the country. I guess this probably started with the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but they go out to have some fun and check out this haunted asylum, and they end up getting picked off one by one. And it's kind of a weird, gruesome little movie. What I did not like about it was that the whole thing is treated with a level of humor. I definitely like humor in my horror movies. I love horror comedies as well, but I just, it's sort of like the killer is this kind of like later period or just later Freddy Krueger, where it's like the killer always has like a quip to go along with a kill. And some of the kills were cool, particularly a drill to the head for this one guy who was also really annoying, so I was happy to see him die. The movie also features one of the chicks from Sex and the City. I don't know her name, and she's pretty hot in this movie. Her legs look nice. She's wearing a swimsuit. And there's this other blonde woman in the movie who's really hot. But the chick from Sex and the City, I thought was going to be the final girl. She, after the intro to the movie or the prologue, she's in that first shot. She's one of the first people you see, and I thought they were setting it up for her to be the final girl. I really did. She's also kind of like perfect, kind of prime final girl material. So I don't know why they didn't do that, because spoiler, she does get killed. So, after that, maybe I checked out of the movie a little bit. Not really. I think I just passed out. Anyway, I think that's all I have to say about it for right now. This is Video Nasties. I'm Maxwell Haddad. Thank you for listening. More on that and other stuff coming at you soon. Last night I watched a movie called The Grand Tour. This movie stars Jeff Goldblum and the girl from Jurassic Park. The little blonde girl, she's really cute in this. She kind of is playing a 90s stereotype a little bit, which is like the punky kid who's kind of like too smart for their own good. Like he's testing her for a quiz or a test that she's having at school. And of course, she knows all the answers, every single one perfectly. She's like brilliant. There's a scene where, So Jeff Goldblum plays her father, and there's a scene where he drops her off at school, and it's like some kind of day, Sandy Dennis Day or something. I don't know what it is, but she's like dressed up for it. She looks adorable. And then she realizes that it's the wrong day. And she says, "Dad, I have to change." But he just drives away anyway, which is like borderline child abuse. But it just, it's kind of a funny movie. What it really is like big studio product from that time, which is what I've been craving. I've been craving like 90s Hollywood movies, and Arrow inexplicably has been delivering, both with No Escape and now with The Grand Tour, which is, starts out as sort of a family drama. There's another kind of like very cliche thing about the movie, which is something that you see in Disney movies a lot, which is, like live action Disney movies, which is one of the parents is dead. So it's like you follow the kid, in this case, it's the Jurassic Park girl, and then you follow the dad, in this case, it's Jeff Daniels, who I think is a very good actor. I enjoyed his performance in this. He does carry the movie. He is the star. She is his co-star. And his wife, her mother, has died in this sort of like bizarre freak accident where they're like, Jeff Daniels and his wife are driving along this kind of snowy pass, this snowy patch of road, and inexplicably there's a horse and buggy that shows up before them, and the horse hooves kind of crash through the windshield, and there's some blood, and she ends up dying. So it's like, it's kind of like, you know, it's you and me, kiddo, and it is kind of this nice father-daughter relationship, or portrait of a relationship. Now, is this a good movie? I think it is in some ways. It definitely has moments where it breaks through and it is a good movie, or it becomes a good movie. There were certain shots where I thought, wow, that is nice. Like, they actually did it in that shot. They pulled it off. Like, that's a nice shot. Like, borderline beautiful shots, a couple of them. So I don't think this was, like, had any kind of crazy big budget or anything, but this is definitely at least, like, mid-range studio fare in whenever this was, around the time of Jurassic Park, so, like, early to mid-90s. I don't know if it was before or after. She definitely looks older in Jurassic Park, so I think this is probably, like, 92. And my hunch is that it turns into a science fiction movie. I fell asleep, but my hunch is that The Grand Tour is this kind of, like, Grand Tour of the universe, or at least the galaxy. And he, I don't know, he owns this house, and this strange group of people who I think are aliens, that's my theory. They show up at this house and they all kind of move in and they're all kind of weird and where did they come from, so on and so forth. So anyway, that's the vibe I'm getting. But I like that it starts out as this kind of like family dramedy kind of thing, and sort of this portrait of a relationship between a father and a daughter. But then I think it'll evolve into kind of like, I don't want to say more studio fare, because that was studio fare for the time, but it'll become kind of like a science fiction, maybe like more of a spectacle movie, although I don't know how much of a spectacle movie this is. This is more about, I guess I would say, or I guess it's safe to say it's more about intimate moments, this movie. So that's The Long Goodbye. It just kind of showed up this morning. I was up very early. I farted myself awake, which I know sounds disgusting. But speaking of intimate moments, you know, I just want to get real on the show. And I didn't take my medication last night, which is usually why I fall asleep, but I was high, and I did eat a lot of food. I also ate a lot of fruit yesterday, so I've been shitting my brains out. Anyway, I'm just giving you information that you really don't need at all. So, that's the long goodbye. Yesterday was kind of like, I was like really decompressing. I didn't even take a shower yesterday. I did today, don't worry. But I was just kind of chilling out. I smoked some weed and I just kind of like enjoyed having a day off where I didn't have to do anything. And today I'm trying to get more done. So this is part of that. This is Video Nasties. My name is Maxwell Haddad. Thank you for listening. Peace. I watched two giallos last night. One of them was called, I think, one of them was called Death Has Blue Eyes, and the other one was called Death Walks on High Heels. One of them is directed by my old buddy, Nico Mastorakis, and it's in English. It didn't quite feel like an authentic giallo, so I switched over to the other one. The other one I had started previously, just watched a little bit of. The other one, the Nico Mastorakis one I hadn't started. So the other one, if I'm not mistaken, was Death Walks on High Heels, and it's just like the quality level immediately went up. It's in Italian. The Mastorakis one is in English, and it's just better shot. It just looks more like Argento. It just has that look of a more authentic giallo, that kind of like precise framing and the beautiful lighting, and it's what I go to for giallo. So I talked yesterday about how this is horror movie summer, and I keep thinking back to this moment in this interview slash conversation that Quentin Tarantino and Eli Roth were both a part of. This was like way back, I think like beginning of the pandemic, near it, like June 2020 or something. I've talked about this clip a few times, but there's a moment where Tarantino says that giallos and slashers are the two kind of horror genres or subgenres that he can always go to. He can always watch something from those genres. And I don't know, I've been thinking a lot about that, and I've been wanting to really dive into slashers and dive into giallos like I never have before. So that's what I'm attempting to do now. And I just love that kind of cabin fever, Mother's Day, kind of like hot, swampy South with like a fucked up horror movie happening and pigs being slaughtered and blood everywhere. I just like that vibe. And I like that for summer. And that really did start way back when I was 15. And I'm now 33 because I recently had a birthday. So it's been almost 20 years. And I really want to, I don't know, I guess maybe I've had that spirit off and on depending on what's happening in my life for any given summer. I've also lived in LA where it's perpetually summer. But this summer, I really want to go back to my roots in a way. I think. That's how I'm feeling now. Thank you for listening. I'm Maxwell Haddad, and this is Video Nasties. Despite my not doing any reading or gaming yesterday, I've just done some reading today, and I plan on doing some gaming, and I did finally make it past the halfway point in Red Dead Redemption 2, so I played. It's sort of like I played the whole game, like I finished the game as Arthur Morgan, and then he dies, and now I'm in the epilogue, playing as his brother, John. It could be Tom, but I'm pretty sure it's John. And it starts off kind of innocuous. You just have to basically bring some groceries to this guy's house, but then you find out that there are some local ruffians, and you get work at this guy's house, like helping out on the farm and so on and so forth. And anyway, that's kind of where I am now, just playing in the epilogue.
as Arthur's brother and just got hooked up with basically two jobs. And I'm with my wife, and she got a job, and I'm with my son, and I was supposed to be dead. When I say I of course mean my avatar, John Morgan. So that's Red Dead Redemption 2, and this is Video Nasties. Thank you for listening. Peace. I also wanted to mention that I did finally start watching Finn. Now, I got Discovery Plus for a week solely so I could watch this movie, Finn, which is a documentary by Eli Roth about shark finning, shark poaching, and the looming extinction of sharks, or possible extinction of sharks, overfishing of sharks, mostly to get something out of their fins, some kind of like gelatinous substance or something, to make shark fin soup, which is this tasteless delicacy in Japan. So I knew about a lot of this going into it, but I wanted to actually see the doc, and I watched it, and it was upsetting and kind of fucked up and depressing, but also informative. It's a good doc. I recommend it, but I just couldn't get very far into it. I just couldn't get into it. I couldn't get past the kind of like fucked up real life imagery, this kind of real life violence towards sharks that Eli Roth captures, or Eli Roth and his crew captures, or violence against sharks, however you want to say it. So I support the cause, and I support the doc, and I hope to finish it soon. And I think it's interesting that two of my heroes, who I also share a birthday with, April 18th, what up? Eli Roth, both Eli Roth and Edgar Wright, made documentaries recently. So the Sparks Brothers is a lot easier to watch. It's about a rock band. But I have finally officially started both, and I plan to hopefully finish watching both in the near future. Thank you for listening. I'm Maxwell Haddad, and this is Video Nasties. I'll talk to you again soon. Peace.
This has been a production of Reptilian.